All this week, we've been checking back in with some of our most memorable guests that we've spoken to during this year, during 2011. And Rahman Bacca is one of them, a veteran of the Iraq War and artistic director of the Exit 12 Dance Company.
I was a ballet dancer before I joined the Marine Corps. And when I finished my service in the Marine Corps, I started the dance company as a way to transition back to civilian life.
Rahman came on the program in May just before Memorial Day. He talked to us about his company staging of a ballet called The Homecoming.
I started looking through letters that I had written while I was in Iraq and letters that people had sent to me. And it opened a way to explain through dance the way that people are affected by the wars, not only the soldiers, but their loved ones and the enemies.
His company, which is the Exit 12 Dance Company, performed that ballet aboard the Intrepid Air and Space Museum in the New York Harbor, not far from where we're sitting right now. Now, Rahman is heading back to Iraq, this time as a teacher, this time voluntarily. And he joins us in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
It's nice to meet you in person. You know, I got to ask you, when we were talking before, you were talking about all the ways in which dance could help not only you, but any soldier who's been through trauma, work out some of the bad things that are left lingering inside after a conflict like this. And I wonder, all these months later, how has that worked out? Maybe for you, I mean, has it helped you in the way that you hoped that it would?
Dance is a great way to investigate experiences. It's helped me look at things that are happening in the war and the way the war has affected people back home and really explain these experiences to audiences. One of the things that has been incredibly, incredibly valuable is sharing these experiences not only with general audiences but with veterans. We just did a Nutcracker performance in Connecticut and put a military twist on the Nutcracker. And we got
It already has a war in it and a cannon shot.
It does. And we put Army Rangers, little four-year-old Army Rangers in BDUs. And
instead of toy soldiers?
Instead of toy soldiers.
Mm-hmm. The mice are still the bad guys, though, the rats.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And we got a request from the Newington VA to bring 8 veterans from the Vietnam War to the performance as part of their recovery program. And the reason they brought these veterans is because they felt that having the military theme throughout the Nutcracker would ease them into the social situation and give them something to connect with. And I got to talk with these veterans afterwards, and they loved the show. They loved that it had a military twist in it, and it helped them feel more comfortable with all the people around as part of their PTSD treatment.
Although dance doesn't naturally go with the Marine Corps. I mean, we're talking about especially not just military service, but a branch of the military which is particularly macho, which is very much opposed in many, not just in culture, but in regular, ordinary, singular life in the Marine Corps, opposed to anything which in any way seems feminine, which makes you appear anything less than absolutely testosterone pumped male. So is that become a problem for the vets that show up?
Forget about dance. This is ballet.
Yeah,
this is not hip hop.
Every veteran that we've had come to the performance has appreciated it in some way or another. I've had members from my platoon come and see our work, and they have raved about it. For the Nutcracker, we collect toys for tots, and we have an active duty Marine come and collect the toys and then go on stage and hand the sword to our Nutcracker prince. And he gets to stand backstage and watch the entire first act. And this gentleman was a staff sergeant, served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he said that some of the dancers had more muscles than most of the people that he deals with on a daily basis.
Dancers are no joke. They're in extremely good shape. It's not all that easy to lift those women up and toss them around the stage. We're speaking with Rahman Bacca, not just an Iraq veteran, but also the artistic director of Exit 12 Dance Company. And the reason we're checking back in with you today is because you're returning to Iraq and this time voluntarily. And I wonder, this time you're going back to teach. And what does dance have to teach the Iraq people that all of our counterintelligence, all of our military, all of our diplomatic efforts can't?
It's exactly that, Celeste. When you said diplomatic efforts, you're right there. The program that I'm involved with is called The Mission Continues. It's an organization that pairs a veteran with a nonprofit, and it gives the veteran the opportunity to come up with the mission. So I partnered with Battery Dance Company, which is down in Tribeca, and the artistic director is Jonathan Hollander. Jonathan has connections in the U.S. Embassy down in Baghdad and has been working on getting a program started in one of the cities in Iraq. The program that we are working with is called Dance to Connect. And what it does is it allows the teaching artist, me as the teaching artist and one other teaching artist, to share their experiences and how their experiences has been translated into their work and their choreography. And then we teach the children and or young adults how to share their experiences through choreography. What this does is it gives these children and young adults a way to speak and explain things they might not be able to articulate verbally.
Are you teaching them ballet, like the Western style ballet?
There's not a specific dance style that we're teaching. We're teaching them more how to choreograph. So we're teaching them how to take their experiences and translate those experiences into a language of movement.
I'm just wondering what kind of dance do the young people of Iraq do? I watch sometimes the YouTube videos where they themselves are like dancing to pop tunes, and they look like Keisha, right? I mean, they look like they're dancing American style hip hop. Is that the way a lot of young kids dance in Iraq?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I've done a little research on it. When I was there, a couple of the translators that I worked with were breakdancers. Breakdancing was really big in
Native
Iraq.
Native-born Iraqis.
Breakdancing was a big thing to do. Yeah. And a little bit of the research, I found that there is a couple of ballet academies in Iraq. There's one in Baghdad and one in Kirkuk or Erbil. So there are dancers that are being trained. Other than that, I don't know what kind of training they have. It's a big mystery to me.
So, I mean, what do you bring to teach them? I mean, you said they're choreographing. Does that mean they get to choose the moves for themselves? I mean, how do you teach? You're just teaching them to express themselves.
Express themselves through movement. And it's the movement that's natural to them.
We're speaking with Roman Baca. We spoke with him back in May. That's when he was talking about his staging of a ballet that was designed specifically for American veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Now he's returning to Iraq in a way to reach out to the people of that country and help them bridge sort of the divide. But to a certain extent, how does a dance performance, how does choreography, I mean, a simple move, how does that help sort of soothe what's an incredibly deep wound for the civilians of Iraq who've been through an incredible amount of pain and sorrow for the past 9 years?
I don't think it can help soothe, or it can. I think what we're looking for is developing a sympathetic relationship between the countries, between the people. In expressing my experiences and the experiences of people in America that have had to deal with this ongoing war and the wounds of this war back home, it gives us a chance to share with the Iraqi people that we have suffered too. Not to the extent that they have, but it gives us a chance to be sympathetic to their experiences and wounds and the way that they've dealt with the war. And it gives us a chance to discuss it on a level that's nonverbal. Of course, the Iraqis speak Arabic. They are taking some English. I don't know a lot of Arabic, and all the Arabic I was taught was basically for combat and control purposes.
How do you say dance in Arabic?
I don't know.
Well, the next time we talk to you, Roman, I want to learn what that answer is. Maybe they didn't like us all that much in combat boots. Maybe they'll like us better in ballet shoes. Roman Baca, Iraq veteran, artistic director of Exit 12 Dance Company, going back to Iraq to teach kids there's about dance sometime this spring or summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.